Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And earlier on this week, Wednesday in fact, saw big crowds descend on the showground at Ingleston, Edinburgh for AgriScot 2011. The total of around 9,000 delighted Andrew Moore of Lawrence Kirk, the AgriScot chairman, who said the event was now a firm fixture on the winter calendar and had become a real showcase for farming businesses both north and south of the border. Also in the news, there are worrying signs that farmers and growers are being faced with the bill as a result of price wars between the major supermarkets. It's all borne out by the fact that the Consumer Prices Index annual inflation fell by 0.2% in October. That's now down to 5%. And with the recession still biting hard, there seems to be no room for any increases. That, coupled to the majors fighting for market share, means farmers will be faced with even more discounting. And this time around, it's not only the pricing that's under pressure to farmers, but also length of payments. Up to 120 days of credit is now being used as payment terms to some suppliers. Now, we're just a couple of weeks away from 1st of December, when single farm payments start to fall through the letterboxes at farmhouses. And over the past few years, there's been a drive to reduce the amount of paperwork towards all the jumping through hoops that farmers face to actually get the payments. There's been a joining up of thinking on inspections with the Sears partnership. Here's farmer Robert Balfour from Fife.
One of the things that Sears has done is that where before we had lots of forms to fill in, they have been able to join all the forms together so that you can take the information from one form and put it on another, and that saves time. Some of the forms are very important because if we don't fill them in, we don't get support payments, so it hits our bank balance. Some of the forms are important for the government to get statistical information about what's going on out on farms so that they can devise government policy. And so the fact that the forms have been streamlined means that everybody gets the information they need, but at the minimum inconvenience to the farmer.
And that Sears partnership, as it's known, is cooperation between 9 different government agencies designed to cut costs and get rid of paperwork. And that's very welcome on just about every farm. But that's it from me for this week. Do have a good weekend. Back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.